XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, baby.
Woo, man, I got the fever for the flavor, man. I've been on a roll. I've been absolutely possessed by the devil, man, since I done came back. Meaning that I'm just on a rampage. I cannot put this iPhone down and stop recording. Man, I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. I just did a long-ass show with my boy Tony Dreamer, aka Nigga Fucius, last night, man. I'm done editing that joint, man. And it's basically a three-part series. I just uploaded the first part, part one, last night. Many of y'all listening to it right now, man. So, like I said, there's gonna be two more, parts of that 48 Laws of the Power Tricking. So, in all, there will be three shows with the illustrious Nigga Fucius. Hope y'all enjoy that. His shows, man, it's not for the faint of heart, man. You know, he's a hyper-intellectual. If you's the type of nigga, man, where you just can't really digest all that information, he's just a little bit too uppity for you, you know what I'm saying? As far as his book learning, his book reading, you know what I mean? To each his own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you, man, but I am blessed to have cats like that in my life, man. Learn a lot from niggas like that, man. Thank you, Nigga Fucius. Thank you. Oh, such a breath of fresh air talking to somebody that knows more than me. Beautiful. Anywho, man, what should I say? What should I get on? Well, but basically what I'm going to do, it's going to be another quick show. I'm on a tirade. I'm on a rampage. I don't know what this is. This is probably just my inner soul feeling bad for leaving y'all hanging for a year. And I'm just coming out the box, you know, so to speak, kind of trying to make it up to you. I've never been the type of cat to oversaturate y'all with shows, you know what I mean? Because I want to keep this shit special, you know what I mean? Don't want to hit y'all with a whole lot of shit. But you gonna have to bear with me this week, man, because like I said, I'm just overflowing with shit, man. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and answer some questions. It's gonna be a Mac City Q&A joint, right? And since I'm just coming back, of course, I've seen a couple of emails. One I had right here. Where is that? No, I'm not gonna start off with that email. I'll leave that last. Let me just start off with some of these questions I'm looking at right here. Where is it at? Which questions is it? Okay then. Right about here, we got a question, man. This is coming from my boy Rick. Rick again. I don't know if y'all remember Rick from couple past shows I've had. They've had questions. I don't know. I think Rick's trying to be a smart ass. He's trying to be funny here. But Rick, if you're listening, check this out, man. This is your question. How is power tricking so slick if bitches keep acting out of pocket? You know what I'm saying? That's what Rick's asking. How is power tricking so slick if all your bitches keep acting out of pocket / leaving? Rick, you're asking this question, and I know you know better than this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily sure why you're asking this shit, because you a seasoned veteran, man. You done rapped a couple of times, man, through this email shit, and I don't believe you asking this. I think you just trying to make conversation, man. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I fall into the trap, man. I'll go ahead and expound on that, Rick. Basically, me and you know that the name of the game with bitches, period, is cop and blow. Bitches come, bitches go. Don't matter who you are, don't matter what philosophical outlook you have, they come and they go. Pimps can't keep hoes more than 3 or 4 years. I've accomplished keeping, you know, females within my cipher for 10 years, my circumference. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a square nigga, you know, a square nigga might find a female, he might like her and shit. She might fuck with him for 2 or 3 months and then she bounces. You know, man, Rick, what is this shit that you sending me, man? I don't know, but well, anyway, like I said, you must have just sent this shit just out for shits and giggles, man, just to irritate me, man, because I know you know better than this shit. I know you know that no matter who you are, no matter where you from, no matter what sort of philosophical outlook you ascribing to, you going to lose bitches. It doesn't matter who you, man, ugh, that just got under my skin. I don't believe you just asked me that shit. I think you just trying to fuck with me. But anyway, that is your answer. You know, I'll reiterate it. It is, how is power tricking so slick if bitches keep acting out of pocket? Bitches act out of pocket and leave you all the time. You know, any pimp will tell you that. And the pimp is supposed to be the pinnacle of bitch manipulation. And these niggas got to work day in and day out to try and stay 2-3 steps ahead of these bitches, man. As far as the manipulation and bitches acting out of pocket and acting real funky. You know what I'm saying? So, that ain't no knock on the power tricking, my nigga. Good Lord, Rick. What the fuck are you thinking? Anyway. Let me see here. Shoot. Well, this question right here is not necessarily from an email. You know, this is basically just coming from me, because these are some of the things that I've heard. Yeah, these are some of the things that I've dealt with and I've heard coming from other people. You know what I mean? They're trying to figure out, you know, just what is the benefit of the power tricking, man? What is the benefit of the power tricking? How does doing that set you apart from, say, just like a regular player? But before I answer that, let me back up for a minute, because, you know, I talk about my boy Rick Nasty over here a lot, man, and I want to make sure that, you know, there's clarification. This question didn't come from my boy Rick Nasty. It came from another cat named Rick. You know, it's two niggas I rap to sometimes. That's Rick Nasty and that's Rick. This was not Rick Nasty. This question did not come from Rick Nasty asking, you know, what make the power tricker so special if bitches is out of pocket and shit. Just had to clarify that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, yeah. Once again, what makes my viewpoint, my philosophical outlook, different from most others? You know, it's really not about that for me. Only thing I can tell you is what's beneficial to me and what's advantageous to me and what I like about what I do. First of all, my lifestyle, for all intents and purposes, I have many wives. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's predicated upon you take care of me, I take care of you. You take care of your womanly role towards me, and I take care of my husbandly role towards you. Now, when you embark on this alleged so-called agreement, you got to make sure, you know, that the female is all in and that she understands the parameters of the agreement. You know what I mean? Because most of these females, not to sound like a chauvinist, man, they don't seem to be bright enough to really understand what you're getting at. You know what I mean? Basically, that means, shoot, you cook, you clean, and you have sex. That's basically what it means. You know what I'm saying? You look out for me and I look out for you. Does that mean that you keep paying them out of pocket? You know what I mean? For each service that they perform? Not necessarily. You know, if you're doing this shit right and you're doing it correct, most of them are going to want to come over and just do that just for GP, because I just like to get away from their bullshit life. You know what I mean? They'll stop by, bring a little something to drink, sit down, rap, you know, talk to me or whatever. Just like, man, I can't even say these females' names, man, because they, because they actually, a couple of them are actually legally married. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about it is, I don't feel any guilt about it, of course, because I was fucking with them way before these other niggas got a hold up. You know what I mean? So far as I'm concerned, you know, the females is cheating on me. You know, I'm husband number one. You know what I mean? I'm the one that got to them first. I'm the one that broke them down first. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that, I don't even want to get into all the stuff I did with them and put them through. You feel me? But nigga, I'm number one. Shit, them niggas, they should be goddamn paying me to see the bitch. You feel me? So, like I said, no, I don't feel no guilt about that shit, man. How you gonna go ahead and fuck with a married woman? Fuck that shit. She was married to me first. Maybe y'all don't understand. Maybe y'all don't even know. But as far as marriage is concerned, biblical and Levitical laws, once you actually have sex with a woman, you probably don't know this. You might want to bone up on your, you know, biblical text. But basically, like I said, according to Levitical laws, once you have sex with a woman, you're actually married to her. And that would explain why, you know, like if you look at hillbilly culture, you know what I mean? Once anybody had sex with your daughter, you know, you have a shotgun wedding, because once you went ahead and you played hide the salami with that female, there was no coming back. That was officially, all intents and purposes, your wife. According to Bible, Levitical laws, if y'all niggas want to get real literal. So, in effect, these women are my wives. You know what I mean? And for the most part, they do come over and they take care of a motherfucker, man. Shit. Now, let me give you a gist, man. Let me give you just a little glimpse into what my day usually consists of, man. You know what I mean? I have one. Right now, I'm dealing with three females in particular. I'm actually really having sex with only one of them. You know, I'm not a nasty nigga. I'm not trying to just keep dipping in. You know, that's how diseases get passed and stuff, so we don't do that. But I'm just dealing with one female right now. All of them have booze. All of them have babes. All of them have, you know, so-called husbands and shit. Ain't none of these motherfucking husbands or booze or babes taking care of shit. You know what I mean? Two of the females was on the verge of getting evicted. You know what I'm saying? And consequently, I did not lift a finger to stop that shit. You know, because at a certain point in time, and you're going to see this in one of the shows that me and Tony Dreamer did, you know, the 48 Laws of Power Tricking. Sometimes you intervening and stopping these females from crashing and burning, you know, you kind of prevent them from growing up. If you don't let them learn their lessons, you know what I'm saying? If I'm always there to stop the imminent disaster, even though they got some other dude that they sleeping next to every night, you know what I mean? That's, like I said, I consider you my wife, but, you know, let's not get extreme here. I'm not about to goddamn save your ass from getting evicted if you laid up with some stupid ass nigga every night. You know what I'm saying? I can help out a little bit. Yeah, you know. I have certain obligations I will fulfill, but helping pay your rent with some nigga living with you, bitch? No, that's not going to happen. So anyway, today, just like today, basically had one female come over. Once again, you know, sometimes you got to listen to them whining, bitch, about what the hell went on in their day, and that usually consists of the no good nigga that they fucking with that can't find two pennies to rub together. Goddamn. So had to listen to that shit, but, you know, shorty brought over some liquor, you know what I mean, had her a little drink, and we talked a little bit, and while we were sitting in here, and I don't know, it's a strange thing, when this particular female drinks, I don't know, she gets like a buzz as far as energy. She likes to do shit. So she was just like, oh, let me wash the dishes. You know what I mean? I'm like, shit, go ahead, have at it, wash the dishes. I mean, it wasn't a lot of dishes to wash, but you know, she went in there, washed the dishes, came back out. You know, she didn't stay for maybe like 45 minutes, had a nice conversation, you know, kissed her on the cheek, sent her on her way. You know what I mean? Shoot. And then later on, shoot, matter of fact, that was only about an hour ago, the other female came over. You know what I mean? She actually needed a little bit of help getting her phone turned on. You know what I mean? And usually I just drop the female some bread, get her phone turned on, send her on her way. But this today, I wasn't feeling that. I had to get it in. I'm like, okay, fair exchange is no robbery. Let's hook this up. Let's make this happen. And I got me a nice little blowjob. It was very good. Got my rocks off. And she got what she needed to get her phone turned on. You know, and she gave me a hug. And I sent her on her way. You know what I mean? And now I'm making a goddamn podcast. You see what I'm saying? And probably, and tomorrow I'll probably go out to lunch with another female that I know. It's really not about the sucking and the sex and all that stuff anymore. I'm an old man now. And I'm not really on that, man. I just like the female companionship. I just like rapping to them, kicking it with them, and taking care of them every now and then, man. I'm perfectly happy and perfectly content. A year ago, I was not. I was in limbo. I was trying to figure out just who I was in the scheme of things, man. You know what I'm saying? But the more I sit here and I think about everything, I'm like, everybody that I know that's in a relationship, they are miserable. They are miserable. They are going through hell. And no one's getting along. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got an issue. People are ending up in the hospitals for domestics. Or they're just ending up in a hospital due to stress-related illnesses. And this is all from people that they say that they love. And people that love them. And I look back and I'm like, man, I seem to be the only one that's truly content and happy. And I can tell that, right, because I'm the motherfucker that they come to when they need to be fixed, when they need to be repaired. You know what I mean? They sit over here and, like I said, my spot is just, it's like a body shop. You know what I mean? When you get a ding in your car, you bring that motherfucker over to the body shop to get the dings out, to buff it out. That's what my spot is. You know, everybody comes over here to get repairs. You know what I mean? And that's only going to happen if they see you as an individual who can repair you and is put into a position that can do the repairs. And if they see me as some sort of depressed ass, you know, cat with no sort of business about itself that can't fix the problem, they wouldn't be over here. But they're all over here. You know what I mean? And yes, man, I'm trying to, because I'm always trying to go ahead and do that square shit, and I just got to realize and understand I transcended the square life, and I'm never really going to be able to put myself back into that box. Mm-mm. You know, when a female tells me, and this is going to sound bad, man, because I've met some good chicks, man, some good chicks, but man, I don't like taking care of another nigga's kids, man. I don't like it. And I guess it's because, like I said, you know, I've raised my own boys. They got beards and mustaches. I mean, they grown men. They men. They bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, I've adopted. I've done foster care. You know, I have raised millions of kids. And I'll be goddamn if I start raising some more goddamn kids, man. Especially with bitches that's not really going the extra mile. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't really see females going the extra mile. I don't see them doing that, man. Just to let me know that, look, I'm totally, totally down with whatever agenda you representing. I'm going to conform. I'm going to act right. And it's whatever you say. Now, if I meet a female like that, I might entertain it. But I'm not seeing that. So since I'm not really seeing that, man, I'm just kind of like content to just deal with my lifestyle, which consists of delivery pussy. You know what I mean? And that's what it is, man. Females call me up. What you doing? Can I come over? I'm going to come over. And something may happen. Something may not happen. I don't ever press it because I'm not really tripping it. You know what I mean? I get whenever I want. All I got to do is say the word. I got about 3 females right now on deck that's ready and willing to go. Thus is the power of the power trick. Shit. And of course, just like me and Tony have always said, you know, we're using the term trick for your benefit because we know what you're going to say. You know, if you try and use any other word, just like when we try and use the word or the phrase fair exchange program, y'all motherfuckers cry foul.
Just say it for what it is. Just say it for what it is. You trying to make it into something that's not.
Nigga, that's what it is. It's the fair exchange program. You give me what I want, I give you what you want. But y'all want to hear trick, so let's fuck it, nigga. We'll say trick. Shit. And of course, we're making a mockery of it because we really don't get 2 fucks what you niggas is talking about. Proof is in the pudding. We coming out gangbusters doing this shit, man. Once again, we got to back up. Also say, look, this is really for entertainment purposes only. Okay? For entertainment purposes only, this is not to be used to try and find a quote-unquote legit wife, all right? No, we can't do that. We're not going to go that far with it, you know what I'm saying? So, I want y'all to keep that in mind, please. This is for entertainment purposes only. And with that said, basically, we're going to take a little break, man. The Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. I'm on a roll. And I'll be back.
Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. Dog. Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Bye. direction now. My mind a clear point of view. So because my baby, oh, because I'm in you now, darling.
Yeah, man, here we go. Here we go again. What was I talking about? Talking about the whole trick bullshit, man. Look, if there's one thing to be said about the whole trick situation, and I know y'all probably tired of me talking about the whole trick paradigm, but basically there's something going on right now in America, man. There's a revolution going on. There's a lot of cats that's kind of like waking up to this shit, man. And they're like, wait a minute, this conventional shit I've been doing is not working. You know what I mean? The government done put a lot of bullshit in the mix, man. The government has stepped in. They've become the daddy. They've become the father figure. You know what I mean? You as a man, you're no longer needed in the equation, man. So a lot of cats is coming up like, hey, why am I busting my ass and why am I, you know, signing over my life to these broads is basically selling me up the river when shit goes sour, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, why am I subjecting myself to just be totally emasculated and raped through the courts and through the police and through, you know, all sorts of financial institutions, man, when shit goes south with this marriage? You know? You motherfuckers, you know, yeah, y'all put in a prison with invisible bars. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing that, man. I'm seeing cats waking up, slowly awakening from their slumber. Now, if there's one thing about the trick aspect that is true, okay, because, you know, a lot of cats will try and use that trick shit or try and look down on the tricking from the financial angle. They'll be like, ah, nigga, keep your money, you know, like, you're going to go broke tricking. And that's not necessarily true. You know, if you got too many bitches on deck, yes, you'll go broke. But oftentimes, when you are in a conventional relationship, you spend far more money than you do if you're just tricking. I know that's the case with me. I know that's the case with Tony. You know what I mean? So really, you can't use that angle to try and disparage anybody that's, you know, on the power tricking. That's not going to work. Now, I will say this. From the other angle, from a psychological perspective, when you're dealing with a woman, okay, this is like woman to man, right? There's a psychological component when you outright pay the female, you know, for whatever. There is a psychological component to that, which kind of like puts up a block, puts up a barrier between you and that female that kind of like stops you from really having an emotional exchange. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all have done this before, but, you know, it's some real shit, man. Once you go ahead and you really make it business, all right, and from a psychological standpoint, the woman who deals with the man who doesn't give her any money, she will have closer emotional ties with that man versus the man who basically outright gives her money. Even though the guy who doesn't outright give her money still is indirectly paying for attention, you know what I mean, with trinkets and a house and a car or whatever. He may be indirectly paying this female to have her basically give him attention and sexual favors. But she won't react the same way to you who basically gives her direct payment for some sexual favors. You understand what I'm saying? It's a weird dynamic, man. It's a weird dynamic. In the end, both you motherfuckers end up paying. In my overview, the guy with in the conventional relationship, he will basically fork out more money, but he will get a more emotional, more gratifying experience with that woman, and she will basically develop a stronger bond with that dude who does not directly pay for attention. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, I'll give y'all that. I'll go so far as to basically tell y'all, yeah, that's some real shit. That is real. That does happen. You happy? Okay, can you go ahead and put that check in your box? Shit, and say that you won, you know, you got a moral victory out of that shit, nigga. Okay. Try to for the
Owl Robs are excited,
and we are delighted
to give you permission to bite it.
For real, what you think? What you think I care about you?
No.
Why not?
Because if you care about me, you wouldn't be fucking screwing LaDonna.
Well, you wouldn't be screwing.
This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Mad City.